welcome to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. My name is Manuel Criollo. I'm your co-host today for Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. Today's show, we're going to dedicate it to our heroes, our fallen heroes, as many people in this country today are celebrating the 4th of July, the founding of the Republic of Democracy, as most people put it, celebrating the dead white man like George Washington and other people. We wanted to dedicate it and flip it a little bit, dedicate it to people who have given their lives to the struggle. And we're going to give you some past shows that we've had, some guests and some commentaries on people who've passed away throughout the last year. You know, many of us should grab an opportunity to read The People's History by Howard Zinn, or read Freedom Dream by Robin Kelly, or Occupied America by Rudy Acuña, or grab books by Bell Hooks or Ricky Ruiz, to give us a different perspective from what we mainly get from our schools and we get from indoctrinated every time by commercials and every market we go, remind us how patriotic we have to be. So that's why today's show, we're going to do a whole series of remembrance of many of our heroes. We're going to start off the hour with Eric Mann giving a commentary on the passing away of Ossie Davis, and where you will get an opportunity to hear Eric read Ozzy's own eulogy for Malcolm X. Then we're going to move to Panama Alba, you know, a great freedom fighter for the Puerto Rican struggle in New York, who'll talk about Richie Perez and his passing away earlier this year. In our third segment, we're going to have myself and Richard Moore from the Southwest Network for Environmental and Economic Justice talk about the legacy of Gorky Gonzalez, the great freedom fighter for Chicano liberation. And lastly, we'll have Eric Mann's commentary on the passing away of Miguel Contreras. Some people will say, wait a minute, the rest were kind of sort of liberation, national liberation, important leftists in the movement. Why Miguel Contreras? And I think, you know, you'll get to the core of what Eric is trying to say, is that many of us in the left are too disorganized, have almost no clout. And what Miguel did do was build an actual power base, and that if we ever want to make any change to this country, we all have to be as good as Miguel, and I think that's how we're going to end up the segment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Eric Mann's commentary on Ossie Davis. In Mozambique, South Africa, saw by human bondage, I've been
toppled. Thank you, Bob Marley. I think we know that a great, great man died, Ossie Davis, part of the two-person collective of Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee. He died at, I believe, 87 years old. This is Eric Mann. And in some ways, I was trying to figure out the best way for an audience that might have only understood Ossie Davis as a good actor, a good black actor for sure, but didn't understand the incredible role he played in the black liberation movement and the black left. And I chose to understand him through his eulogy for Malcolm X, which he delivered on February 27, 1965 at the Faith Temple Church of God. I was at Malcolm X's funeral. I was not in the church when he delivered this eulogy. I was working at the time for CORE, Congress of Racial Equality, in Harlem. And Malcolm X's funeral was quite an event. But again, I want to read now the late Ossie Davis's eulogy for Malcolm X, and then just say a few words of appreciation to the brother upon his passing. Here, at this final hour in this quiet place, Harlem has come to bid farewell to one of its brightest hopes, extinguished now and gone for us forever. For Harlem is where he worked and where he struggled and fought, his home of homes, where his heart was and where his people are. And it is therefore most fitting that we meet once again in Harlem to share these last moments with him. For Harlem has ever been gracious to those who have loved her, have fought for her, and have defended her honor even to the death. It is not in the memory of a man that this beleaguered, unfortunate, but nonetheless proud community has found a braver, more gallant young champion than this Afro-American who lies before us unconquered still. I say the word again as he would want me to. Afro-American, Afro-American Malcolm, who was a master, was most meticulous in his use of words. Nobody knew better than he the power of words have over minds and men. Malcolm had stopped being a Negro years ago. It had become too small, too puny, too weak a word for him. Malcolm was bigger than that. Malcolm had become an Afro-American, and he wanted so desperately that we, all his people, would become Afro-Americans too. There are those who will still consider it their duty, as friends of the Negro people, to tell us to revile him, to flee even from the presence of his memory, to save ourselves by writing him out of the history of our turbulent times. Many will ask what Harlem finds to honor in this stormy, controversial, and bold young captain, and we will smile. Many will say, turn away. Turn away from this man, for he is not a man, but a demon, a monster, a subverter, an enemy of the black man, and we will smile. They will say he is full of hate, a fanatic, a racist, who can only bring evil to the cause for which you struggle. And we will answer and say to them, did you ever talk to Brother Malcolm? Did you ever touch him or have him smile at you? Did you ever really listen to him? Did he ever do a mean thing? Was he ever himself associated with violence or any public disturbance? For if you did, you would know him. And if you knew him, you would know why we must honor him. Malcolm was our manhood, our living black manhood. This was his meaning to his people, and in honoring him, we honor the best in ourselves. Last year, from Africa, he wrote these words to a friend. My journey, he says, is almost ended, and I have a much broader scope than when I started out, which I believe will add new life and dimension to our struggle for freedom and honor and dignity in the United States. I am writing these things so that you will know for a fact the tremendous sympathy and support we have among the African states for our human rights struggle. The main thing is that we keep a united front, wherein our most valuable time and energy will not be wasted fighting each other. However we may have differed with him, or with each other about him and his value as a man, let his going from us serve only to bring us together now. Consigning these mortal remains to earth, the common mother of all, secure in the knowledge that we place in the ground is no more than a man, but a seed which after the winter of our discontent will come forth again to meet us. And we will know him then for what he was and is, a prince, our own black shining prince, who didn't hesitate to die because he loved us so. The great Ossie Davis in his eulogy for Malcolm X. Ossie Davis in one of these civil rights anthologies said that Malcolm came to him in the last couple of days staying with him in Ruby Dee and knew that he would be assassinated very soon. What most people don't know is that Ossie Davis was one of the members of the revolutionary left. He was a friend and compatriot of Malcolm X, a friend of the Communist Party. It's interesting that they call him a civil rights leader, a leader of peace, but they don't say he was a leader for socialism, which he was. They don't say that he was friendly, I'm talking about Ossie Davis now. When they say he defended Paul Robeson and W.E.B. Du Bois, they also leave out that Paul Robeson and W.E.B. Du Bois were socialists, pro-communists, friends of the Communist Party, which is why they were red-baited, and why at that time a very young Ossie Davis risked his own career to stand by their side. Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee have been on for almost 50 years as defenders of the black left, along with Harry Belafonte and Danny Glover and very few others. 87 was far too young for Ossie Davis to die, because great leaders are not easily replaced. We will always miss you. And in the poetry and beauty of your elegy, your eulogy for Malcolm X, there are many, many words that describe you as well, Ossie.